Don. Yes, CO2 is just used in almost every type of manufacturing imaginable, soft drinks. The oceans are filled with it. The atmosphere is what the plants breathe. But it's the perfect thing to restrict. It's what humans exhale. And as the Club of Rome said, Richard N. Haas had the CFR writing for them. He said it's about making humans the enemy, and the state is the solution to deal with the enemy. So it's about making us bad. Alan Watt?
Yes, that's in the book, The First Global Revolution. And that's put out by the Club of Rome. And they said that back in the 70s, they were looking at a way to unite the planet and allow the public to be dominated, to allow themselves to be dominated. And they said that they hit upon the idea of making man the enemy to an environment. And they could say that global warming was caused by man. They said that would fit the bill. That excuse would fit
the
bill.
Yeah, that's a quote. Now, this is published publicly. Now, think about this, listeners. Openly saying it's fake and openly saying they want a global state waging war against the individual and exterminating us. These are not nice people. Alan, any comments on that, Don?
What we know, too, is that the Club of Rome is not just a think tank. It's the premier think tank that creates strategy for the future and hands it to governments to put into policy.
Meanwhile, you have all these well-meaning liberals and mainline people and having global warming parties and getting involved in knifing tires of SUVs. I'm proving, I'm so loving. And then now Obama openly has announced these youth brigades, 3 million man environmental squads, 1 million man domestic spy force. He says it on TV. His chief of staff says it. All of them do it. He puts it on his website and pulls it off. And I'm getting hundreds of emails every day, Alan, saying I'm a liar.
Yeah.
I mean, they had openly, and then I was watching PBS Sunday, a show called Fueled, and they had a roundtable on PBS with Robert Kennedy and others saying, we're going to take everybody out of work and have them work for the environment, fighting for the environment. Can you imagine all these dumbed down, fluoride heads, sterilized, running around, literal zombie creatures coming after us that know what's going on because the government gives them a little uniform?
That is right. And what the Club of Rome also said about that agenda was that the only time that the public will allow themselves to be completely ruled 100% is during a war scenario. And therefore, they'd have to make a war scenario to do with the environment and man against the planet. And then they would change all of society by the laws they would then introduce. So it's a war scenario. They're using all the techniques right now. So you're quite right. A land army was spoken about, the first Earth army at NATO, of all places.
Actually,
NASA came out with it. And they now have it. Yeah.
And they mentioned, let's get more into that after the calls, but they also mentioned the other part of the pincer. It says fake environmentalism, carbon tax, terrorism, threat of stage terror. And then like a beetle grabbing a wasp, he's got you. Pincer attack. Fake terror, fake environment. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's right.
Our studio audience likes the analogy.
The indoctrination of children at kindergarten now is terrifying because they're going to grow up to be real staunch enviro-Nazis. And it's you can see it all coming, what's being planned. They always go for the youngsters to train them for their role when they're adults.
Well, you saw these articles in the New York Times and others where I'm glad my 3-year-old and 5-year-old rebuke me for taking a hot bath. I won't anymore.
Yes.
I'm glad my children are my bosses. So reversing roles with mindless 5-year-old Nazis, literally in red and black uniforms, climate cops, we're not making it up, just storming around reporting everyone. Oh, it's so good. I mean, how could you make this up, Alan? It's too insane.
Yeah, and George Orwell had that in his book, and you see it in the movie, To the British Version, with Richard Burton. Excellent work, movie, 1984. The children have little uniforms on. They call the adults thought criminals. They're going to report them. This is all here.
And the uniform is red and black, just as it is now in England and the U.S. Red and black uniform, kids running around. By 15, they give them machine guns. We're going to skip this break for Internet listeners. I'm going to let Don finish up in Costa Rica. Here we go.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray. The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this, 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
They have trained the public, Alan Watt, as you know, to believe that what they believe is reality and that the general public is with the elite. And as you were saying, that the general masses' well-being is the same well-being of the elite, or that we're all together. We're all going in the same direction. We all have the same interest. The public's also been trained not to have respect for themselves and to imagine Hollywood people as like gods who float around on clouds and elitist with eggheads and fancy suits on TV no more than they do. When in truth, once you really know what's going on, you watch the eggheads, the experts, they're putting out false disinfo on purpose that isn't even meant to make sense. Alan?
That is true. And with science, they can rationalize anything to an ignorant populace.
Let's take more calls here. Let's talk to Dustin in Ohio. Dustin, you're on the air with Alan Watt. Welcome. Dustin dropped off. Okay, I see that there. Donna in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Hi, Alan, as well.
Hello.
I'm going to raise a point that never gets raised in terms of the global climate change debate, and it's one that really gets under my skin because I've researched it extensively, and that is heating of the ionosphere using electromagnetic energy from towers such as, or from projects such as HAARP, one of many. I think over 60 countries now are heating the ionosphere, and I don't see how we can even have a discussion about climate change and so forth without including this in this quote-unquote debate. The debate itself is polarized. It comes down on two sides. Those who believe in naturally occurring climate change, that's one side, and those who believe in the global warming myth. And it is a myth. There's no doubt about that. It takes you about 5 seconds to figure it out if you look it up. What we see when we experience this ionosphere heating with electromagnetic energy is severe changes in jet stream, increase in volcanics, increase in earthquakes. Now, my understanding is that HARP went operational approximately sometime right before 2004. And right after that, we had the dramatic earthquake tsunami in Indonesia.
Now, let me be specific here, because you're bringing up a really important point that I have made, but not often enough. In fact, this morning, I was meaning to make this very point, and then you have these thousands of thoughts that never get on air. And then I want you to comment more on it, Donna, and then we'll have Alan comment on it. But it's this. We know the sun was in a particularly hot phase, putting off more heat radiation in the last 30 years. Now, the last few, it's cooled down. The entire solar system is cooling. The ice caps that were receding on Mars are getting larger. Same thing from the moons of Saturn and Jupiter and others. Now, separately from that, they're getting upset that because of the cooling, it's becoming obvious that it's not global warming. So now they're just saying climate change. But then that's very childlike. We're always having climate change. We have seasons. We know we go through hot and cold periods. But you're right. None of that even matters when it's declassified that they're doing thousands of aerosol spraying operations. Just Google it. The government
now
admits
they're... I'm watching one right now.
I want... Just finishing this thought for folks that don't know what Donna knows, that don't know what Alan knows. I'm just throwing this out because it's so important, and I meant to make the point today, and I'm glad you called in. That synchronicity or serendipity, whichever one. The point here is that, just finishing the thought, they are clearly, as Secretary of Defense Cohen said in 97 in Army Times in the April issue, they do have weather weapons. They do have tectonic earthquake weapons. They said it. They admit it. They are manipulating the weather. So finish up your comment, and then I want to get Alan Watts' take on that.
Okay. Well, there is a misconception about missile defense shield. The prevailing what the mainstream puts out there is that missile defense shield are these interceptors which fail 9 times out of 10, and in fact, missile defense shield is pulsed energy, electromagnetic energy into the ionosphere. And I'm leaning toward thinking that the chemtrails that I'm witnessing right now outside my window have something to do with that. So what we have here is this shield of energy being created by antennas such as HARP, and you say HARP, and it's you've got this horrible stigma just like you have when you say chemtrails. But it's a very real thing, and it's impacting everybody, everything, every living organism.
Well, governments admit that they use antennas to manipulate the atmosphere, and that's in thousands, literally thousands of mainstream newspapers have reported on that. China does it. Russia does it. The problem is we don't know the full extent of that. We do know that there are thousands of spraying programs going on with aluminum dioxide, with barium salt being added to jet fuel, perfect compartmentalization. The companies don't even know. It's only the three big jet fuel makers that are adding it. Alan Watt comments on this.
It's much bigger even. The HARP technology was used in the 1970s, early 70s, from Russia, Riga, in fact, the Soviet system in Latvia. And we find out now there's over 54 of them worldwide. The U.S. has one in, I think, Iceland and one in Greenland as well, as one in Alaska, and they have one in Australia in Pine Grap.
Yep.
Now, they can work these in concert with each other. It was in the British papers they used it in the first Gulf War in Iraq, and it literally affected the minds of the soldiers who were just walking out the desert completely stunned. They hadn't been under bombardment, at least visible bombardment, and yet they were like zombies. So it can affect the mind. Now, the HARP technology, there's no doubt about it, this ties in with technotronic warfare that Brzezinski talked about in his book, Between Two Ages. He says shortly a technique will be used on the public, and it will affect their minds, become very placid, etc. And they can also use it to put thoughts right into your head, if necessary, by using a secondary beam. The United Nations signed a document with all the countries that had HARP technology in the 1970s. Should look into that. It's under weather warfare. And the whole idea was dreamed up in the 50s with Teller, who was the inventor of the H-bomb. He He said if they can dose the atmosphere with barium salts, aluminum oxide, and others, he said we can make it very conductive, and it will help this ELF frequency cover vast distances, and they could use it either for altering the weather modification, or they could cause global warming with it, or freezing, one or the other, depends on the type of frequency they hit it with. And they said they could also affect the mindset of a target population. So yeah. This is actually in the treaty at the United Nations from the 70s. They have this technology. They're using it extensively across the world.
And by the way, the Baltimore Sun, 8 years ago, did a big report admitting that DARPA is testing antenna arrays across the United States.
Yeah.
And it said, to calm the American people, we put off these waves.
Of
we love you. We're the government.
Yeah, I've got photographs from Canada, the States, and Europe. They're putting up these strange antennas. They look like tall lampposts with a windsock on the end of it. I've seen this construction and photographs of construction where they have massive thick cables going into the bases of them. And this is part of the Technotronic series setup where they can control crowds during and whole populations during times of crisis. They can make you literally zombified and very placid if they wish to.
But that's freedom, Alan.
That's the freedom. That's the freedom. That's their new freedom. Yeah. Freedom was redefined by Mr. Bush himself.
Well, for the people that think they're going to enforce this system, most of them aren't going to be part of the Brave New Future either, are they?
No, they will not. But I think, too, that'll start freaking out them as they get closer to their target. When they personally will see their end coming, they will no longer be necessary. This is interesting. See, technology is very old because the true sciences are kept back from the public and even from professors. There's much higher levels of technology and science existing. And we know this from Nick Begich, who had a documentary on television on the Wendy Mesley Show, where he demonstrated the obsolete technology, little handheld remotes that the CIA used back in the 1950s, where they could put thoughts directly into a target's mind.
By the way, they had said Ted Stevens was beating his brother, but it looks like Senator Stevens is going to be Senator Stevens. Looks like he's beating, that's Nick Begich's brother.
Yes.
Mark Begich, so it looks like he's winning right now in that highly contested Senate race. Just a program note, but you're absolutely right. They've suppressed a lot of technologies. Anything else you wanted to add there, caller?
Yes, one more thing, and this is really important. The powers of observation for everybody are critical, not just in terms of the political, geopolitical situation. I mean, we really have to use our minds. But in observing nature every day, if you really pay attention, you will see things you've never seen before. We had a period of 6 weeks. I live in a small mountain village in northern New Mexico where we have farming and ranching. There was a period of about 6 weeks or more where things stopped growing, literally stopped growing. Flowers didn't bloom. Crops that had been planted weren't getting any bigger. And when I noticed it myself, with regard to my indoor plants and my outdoor flowers and so forth, these are plants that are potted, mind you, not even in the ground. I pointed it out.
Everything these elites do is about playing God.
Well,
total,
we're talking about
total matrix dominance, total, I mean, they have all these terms, but go ahead. Full spectrum dominance.
Well, this went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. They weren't dying, but they weren't flourishing. They weren't growing. So when I talked to local people, local farmers about it, they said, yes, they had observed the same thing. They didn't know what was going on. I posted it on a message board that goes out across the country, and people posted the same thing. They said, yes, we noticed it was very strange. So what if, I mean, it's a what if. What if this energy that they're manipulating could be used to stop things from growing?
No, it could be used to kill you. So of course,
but
listen, 2 billion bees, or close to 80% of them in England, just drop dead. They're dropping dead everywhere. Other animals are dropping dead. Whole bird species are dying. Meanwhile, the globalists dance around going, it's for the earth, when really they want to destroy the earth and rebuild it in their image, playing God. Alan Watt is our guest. Again, we'll be right back for everybody on the AM and FM dial. We're going to be taking some more calls. So I want to get to everybody here on the Infowars.com streams only during this break. I joke around about all this because it would be too stressful if I didn't. But this is all very serious. It's all very, very painful to admit that we've gotten this.
The headline. signs are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho! No! I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XT for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Okay, behind the scenes there, we were talking to Rico in Toronto. He went and saw the new James Bond movie. No, I didn't go see it. I'm dealing with all the admitted world government being set up in front of me. They talk about how it's like Catholic priests doing human sacrifice to the Illuminati in the movie, and I got some emails about it. I haven't seen it myself yet. So on that side, it's saying it's a Catholic conspiracy. Then you have the new Angels and Devils coming out with all these big actors like Tom Hanks, where it's the Catholics fighting the Illuminati. And I can tell you what that is. That's about making it factionalized or divide and conquer, where now people will fight about which group is it really when the New World Order controls both groups. Correct, Alan Watt?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Even Malachi Martin, who was a Jesuit priest, said that the Vatican had been totally taken over and is now run by Freemasons. And these are the same Freemasons that run the Protestant sides as well. It's the same Freemasons that go over and get knighted by the royalty. That's one of their high ambitions, of course, if you serve the great work.
And see, let's be clear. We're not having a debate about the Catholic Church pushing world government. The last two popes have called for it. We're not debating that. We're just stating the facts of what it is today. And for some reason, groups out of Israel fund the idea that if you don't only talk about Catholics being the source of all evil, that you are in their employ. And I mean, that's just massive disinfo.
That's right. Even though in Israel itself, there is a Masonic lodge there, where some of the Muslim leaders attend, along with the Jewish leaders and leaders from the Western world. There's been articles in the paper here from a Jewish leader in Toronto with his regalia on, his Masonic regalia, going off to that particular lodge representing Canada. So you understand, you should say that ISIS had 1,000 faces. Well, you see, this is the organization with 1,000 faces and fronts. There are 1,000 points of light.
And the Masons are only one more of those fronts.
Yes, there's Blue, there's Royal Arch, but they all take their orders from the English Lodge. That's where they get their charters from.
It's like all royalty gets its charter from there.
Yes, and the Duke of Kent traditionally is the head of the York Rite of Freemasonry that runs the whole show.
All right. Rico, do you agree with those statements?
I do. Like, it's definitely, but it was crazy because it was showing you, like, it's a cabal of all industrialists.
But the British are good, and they're going to save us from the cabal, right?
Well, they wanted to go along with it, but supposedly James Bond did not want to go along with it. Then after that, but it's like it leaves you with, like, okay, this shadow group is still out there. They're still doing what they're doing. And, yeah, and the minister even goes out of his way to say, we're running out of resources.
So we've got to go ahead and do what the shadow group wants. I appreciate your call. That's throwing it in your face, and we're seeing that everywhere, Alan. Explain to people what predictive programming is.
Yeah, predictive programming is a technique developed in London for the BBC by Tavistock Institute, where they experimented on, first of all, mental patients, and then they expanded it into the general population by surveys and tests, etc. And they found out that mainly through fiction, because your sensor part of the brain is down, you don't expect to have to make decisions on information. You're being entertained, your sensor is down, and therefore all of the messages that are wrapped into generally a fight and flight scenario where the hero gets chased, there's a lot of chasing going on and your adrenaline's up. It's attached to emotion and sex and so on, then many messages can be downloaded into your subconscious to make you familiar with this new possibility. They call it possibility programming.
And so now when we talk about it, they're comfortable with it because, everybody knows about that. Everybody knows
right.
The CIA deals the drugs. Everybody knows they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. I mean, a lot of people don't even deny what we're saying. They just go, okay, yeah, everybody knows that.
That's right, but they don't realize that they now have opinions and conclusions, and they have no idea how they arrived at those opinions.
Absolutely.
But they'll hold on to them. Yeah.
Let's jam in another call here. Jeremy in Canada, a lot of calls from where you're at. Jeremy, you're on the air.
Okay. Listen, I really appreciate what you and Alan are doing and other people like you in the alternative media, because you're the only ones I hear speaking the truth these days. I just have one question. Wouldn't the Bilderbergers and the elites who are killing us with soft kill, are they suicidal as well as homicidal? Because, on the subject of the disappearing male, wouldn't their sperm count be way down and wouldn't their children be deformed too?
No, when you read, they all avoid the plastics. They avoid the vaccines. I mean, it's like when I had the state director on about him forcibly injecting the kids in Maryland, he said, it's no law, you're right, and my kids don't take them. And then he laughed. You see, it's that pleasure. Alan?
What's interesting, back in the 60s, I think it was, I was small at the time following around, but it's a documentary on the Queen and how she had her own personal herbalist who dealt with the soap she used and everything else. So they don't use what we use. They understand the agenda, and they make sure they're healthy and their offspring are healthy, too.
Yeah, does that answer your question?
Yeah, except...
Jeremy, hold on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
All right, final segment with Alan Watt. This show has just blasted past us. Then Dr. Kyle, Scott, Dave, Andy, and others. And we're going to go back to Alan Watt here in just a moment. But before I go any further, I do want to tell you about some of our sponsors. And one of them is InnerHealth Botanicals. You know, I plugged them last hour and forgot to tell you that they have a lot of new products in their product line, like natural amino acid meal replacement. Talk about something for dieting or something for emergencies. It's basically a natural, healthy, effective way to lose weight while getting all the nutrients your body needs. How it works, you mix up a cup and a glass of juice and have it in place of a meal. For example, you can replace one of your meals every day, stay healthy, get all your nutrients, and lose weight in the process. Check it out at innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com, or check out the natural amino acid meal replacement by calling 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. And these aren't just great sponsors we go out and get. I only get stuff I believe in. It also makes what we're doing here possible. I want to do online and probably on TV daily news review shows. And I'm so busy, I'm going to try to hire somebody to come in and do it in our office. More people. Point is, I got a lot of things I want to do to fight these people. We need your support. So go to Infowars.com, buy the books and videos, get them out to people. They wake folks up, and it supports what we're doing here. Support our sponsors like Interfood, 866-762-9238. You know, I don't even lose sleep dealing with this. I mean, I do sometimes, but not as much as I would if I just didn't do the best job I can fighting it and move forward. You're only alive one time. There are just very wicked, focused control freaks that run the planet. They say it's their right to do this to us because survival of the fittest, they're in control, we're not. And I liken them to cancer. You know, cancer can take over a body. Cancer is, quote, dominant in the tissues of the body. But it ends up killing the host. And it's the same thing with the global elite. I don't think they're in total control. They've lost their minds. They're crazy. They say there's no such thing as a genetic mutation. So when they create chimera cross-species creations, they just say, well, man's a natural mutation. And so anything we make is a natural mutation. So all their talk about the environment's a bunch of bull. They don't even care about themselves at certain levels. Some of them do, some don't. A lot of them are very nihilistic and openly state, we have this in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that they might want to just destroy the Earth for fun. You know, it's like Nero burning Rome or Caligula marrying his horse. Or I mean, throughout history, these guys go crazy. So there is some megalomania going on here. But this is just a huge institution of evil. And they select more evil people into their ranks as the older ones die. And to them, I mean, it's a great honor that Zbigniew Brzezinski brags that he supported Pol Pot and helped him kill 2 million people. He's very proud of that, and they honor him when he walks on stage anywhere. They look at him with respect. Oh, you killed 2 million. Kissinger killed tens of millions. That's why there's just such respect for him. You know, these people, we respect the tough job you've done.
Well, someone has to do it.
Alan, in closing, before we take a few final calls, but in closing for your comments, I want folks to go to cuttingthroughthematrix.com, get some of the audios, the CDs that are there, support you, listen to the... What I love about your site is it's got all the interviews and stuff you do, so there's a lot of different variants and flavor and ideas covered there. But I want you, in closing, to speak to the enemy's mindset. I mean, was I accurately, from your position studying it, was I accurately trying to articulate their mindset?
Yes. What they found with psychopaths, it was like Hitler. He said that the German people could not conquer the world. They did not deserve to live under his own theory, the Darwinistic theory. And you find with Israel had to drag the Prime Minister Begin off when he had the Samson complex, when he said, well, if Israel goes down, we will take the world with us. That's a standard psychopathic response, complete nihilism if they cannot win and get their way. However, most of them at the top have utter faith in their own abilities and their money and power to buy the sciences they need to help their own survival. And so they pin everything on higher sciences, which are kept quiet from the public, to pull themselves through. But that's
same thing with Hitler and his super weapons, but they do have the underground bases. I mean, in Switzerland or in Russia, they have underground bases for the whole population and food. Here,
yes,
we're told they don't exist. While they're in the congressional office, budget office, they admit it exists. But, you know, they tell us the dumbest people on Earth, no, it doesn't exist, or the most mind-controlled people on Earth, I should say. And so they're also very confident because they have those facilities.
Yes, they have the total faith in forward planning and the unlimited financing that can be taken from the taxpayer and funneled into building their safe houses and their underground bases. And they're well stocked up as well. Margaret Thatcher talked about that when she was in power, because she was spending incredible amounts of the taxpayers' money on building these things for the elite. She was quizzed on it. She said if the common people try to get in, the SAS will machine gun them down because no commoner would be allowed in.
That's right. Oh, and
that's
oh,
the arrogance of them. Yeah,
that's the arrogance. And by the way, Michael Crichton did come out about global warming. His last book was about the New World Order, State of Fear. I read it. It came out in, 2006. It was about the New World Order, how they're engineering the mass extermination. And I know people that knew Michael Crichton. He died of an accelerated, basically very quick acting cancer. He was in great health, a medical doctor. And I believe they got rid of him. Mark Cuban was going to put out Loose Change. He backed off after threats, and he was threatened. We shoot an article about that. But so he did back off of it. And then notice you have trillions being stolen by the bankers, but they claim he stole a stock, selling his own stock, $700,000, and he's worth, like $5 billion. Selling some stock of some little company. But again, the public will think of him as rich. He owns a basketball team, just like they burned Martha Stewart. So none of the bankers, Kashkari or Paulson they won't get in trouble. And of course, they're minions too. No, it's going to be Mark Cuban, and he's going to be punished now for even thinking about it. And remember, O'Reilly threatened him. He said, you will be taken down. Do not make it or you're gone, buddy. You hear me? I'm talking about, I mean, he went further and just threatened him on air. And he said, you keep your mouth shut. You don't do it or you're going down. It's over. You understand? I'm threatening you. This is a threat. Don't do it. And then now you see they wait and he's punished. Just like the governor of New York was going to go after the banks. Well, his dirt came out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is dangerous stuff we're involved in.
Oh, they are ruthless at the top. Absolutely ruthless. They had James Goldsmith, Sir James Goldsmith, who tried to pull Britain out of the EU. He was popular enough and famous enough to get a massive following. And he died from a pancreatic cancer that killed him within 2 weeks of diagnosis.
And, of course, there's more than just that. We have the guy that was going to get us out of Iraq in England and who was going to beat Gordon Brown. And, something happened to him real fast.
Yeah, Kelly. And he also, I mean, Kelly, he said they'll find me in the woods with my wrist cut. And surely enough, they did, but they found no blood. But we know their standard MO. They're utterly ruthless at the top. And those who join their circles and join their fraternities and take oaths do put themselves at risk. They know that. Now, most of them think they'll never have to recount for it or stand up for it. But they do know if they cross the line, their lives can be forfeit.
What do the elites think of us, Alan, from your study?
Oh, I always liken it to the sadist breaking the legs of the cow and down it goes, and then they kick the cow because it can't get up. In other words, they've dumbed us down, they've poisoned us, they've dropped the IQ, they've literally bioengineered us until we're almost transsexual as we are today. And they laugh at us, they laugh at the mess we're in. And they have this complete disdain for us, in fact.
That's right. They laugh at us wallowing in our excrement on the ground with broken legs, drooling in pain, and they say, look at how ugly they are. Look at how beautiful we are. I mean, that is the ultimate in selfishness.
Yeah, I was watching a documentary. It was made in Germany during World War II, where some psychiatrists were explaining to school children why they had to kill off the feeble-minded. And they showed you the most extreme examples of deformed people with very low IQs, and I thought this is exactly the same technique that they're conditioning the whole public. They're conditioning the victims to accept their own demise. That's what they're doing right now.
Well, I want to jam in very quickly a few final calls here. Who's up next, John? Kyle in Florida. Go ahead. You're on the air with Alan Watt.
Yeah, how you doing, Alan?
Good. Go ahead.
Not so bad.
First of all, your show is amazing. You have, unbelievable insight, and, I hope the general public, knows what you know. my question to you is, I have a situation going on where I'm prescribed painkillers, and, my doctor decided to drug test me, and apparently I came up positive for certain things that were not prescribed and did not come up for what they prescribed me. After that, they urine tested me, and I went and had a blood test done. After that, I'm just kind of wondering, you know, why they are trying to make this a criminal proceeding.
Well, number one, I appreciate your call, but we've got to jump here. Look, everything is designed to trap the average person. And so nice people always say, why are they setting me up? Why are they criminal? Don't they want to be nice? No, they want to put you in the prison. They own the private prisons. You're seen as slaves. So they put out drugs as their excuse to legalize slavery again. Instead of it being an illness or a problem or something you need to be gotten off of, it's, oh, look, you're bad. We're going to put you in prison now. And so, yes, they go, they put you on painkillers. Then it's a Schedule 3. Then they test you. Then they find marijuana. You know, when a mother goes in, they don't tell you. They find marijuana in a mother, kid's gone. They find any alcohol. They find, and about a third of the time, it's a false positive. They CPS your kids. The whole system is meant to destroy individuality and to get control of your life. So, folks, never take painkillers. I mean, even if you're in really bad pain, because if you get addicted, they're going to ruin your life. Never take their illegal drugs because they want to catch you. You defeat them by living clean. You defeat them by living well. You defeat them by realizing they're scum and filth and garbage. Young people, do not use drugs. Do not think it's cool. They're brought here for you. Don't even get into the gateway drugs. Keep your head down if your parents put you in a government camp. Keep your mouth shut. They're there to destroy you. I mean, I could rant and rant, but Alan, in closing, you want to comment on that?
It's true. It is true. They run both sides of the drug industry, legal and illegal, and you would not have the excuse to build up the massive police forces always under the guise of recruitment to fight the drug war if it wasn't for them putting out the drugs themselves. And we know for a fact, and I've read articles from some of the top ex-Special Forces men who were involved in bringing the drugs into the country. We see the Oliver North scandal with the drugs for guns, with the Contras and so on. The government itself are the biggest drug dealers of all time. So
Alan,
we want them in society.
Absolutely. And again, ladies and gentlemen, realize the hospitals, everything, the churches have now openly been turned into Homeland Security. They are there to put you in prison. They are there to ruin your life. More and more, they're there to hurt you.
That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species, lived there, on the mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot.
There is a global meltdown coming. It is a global depression. And one world currency and one world financial system is the end game. China said last week they want one global currency. France said yesterday or the day before that they want one world order, a new world order, at the end of this event.
Tonight, a proposal for an expanded so-called free trade zone from Alaska to tip of South America. It's a plan from the business elites, the political elites, that will cost more American jobs, cost American sovereignty, but it would fulfill the president's father's vision.
This time, a new world order with business at the helm of trade and economic policy, effectively surrendering the sovereignty of the United States.
Which is what Bilderberg is into, by and large, the idea of a one world community, a new world order. You know, they see that as...
They see themselves as a government as opposed to a group of world leaders or people with influence.
The European leaders have been pressing for an overhaul of the whole international financial system, and they will continue to do so. They are calling for an organization of a global summit as soon as next month.
Chancellor and Yossi, very much for the transatlantic economic integration plan.
And for that too, we need to develop a common market, common standards.
So this is indeed a very important agreement.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international
order. The beginning of a new international order.
A new world order.
Of a new world order.
A new world order.
You're free. And freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos.
The forces shaping this world at this moment are so strong, and they all tend in one direction.
We will expose the New World Order. We will expose the global crime syndicate. To David Rockefeller, to the Rothschild representatives here, to the Queen of the Netherlands, to all of you, we tell you, you are not our queen, you are not our king, you are not our God. We do not belong to you. We are not your slaves. We stand as free humans and stood since the beginning of time against the strong man, against the thug, against the bully. We are here telling you we will resist the New World Order. We will defeat your world government.
And if you hear the shouting, it's a group of demonstrators who've come. 9/11 was an inside job. Oh, get a life.
They're going after everybody. How do we know? How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and Bilderberg Group, sir? That's the
Our government stays
with Al Capone
to start the Vietnam War.
An inside job? How dare you?
Liberty will prevail. Tyranny will fall. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
The 21st
century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies, the issues of no significance, of classism, statism, and all the rest of those that control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure, something right. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. See, you got me?
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811, online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the future.
The question is, will they kill unfold millions as they did in the last century?
cockroaches that determine that. It is you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.